Parashas HaChodesh, as it relates to Pesach and Mitzvah Hashem, of course we know Parashas HaChodesh is Chodesh Nisan, and that's our siman that Pesach is coming, and undoubtedly it connects to Pesach as well, because Parashas HaChodesh is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. It references Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we bedavka mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Haggadah. And a very critical part of the Seder. We're heading towards Bav Wurze Asa Hashem Libatayisim Mitzrayim Bishah Shematsu Mar Munachan Lefanacha. That the Seder takes place this glorious evening when Matz and Mar is in front of you. That's when the Sipur takes place. But the Magid has a Hava Amina that it should take place when? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yachol Mi Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we should be doing this on Rosh Chodesh. And the Rishonim even and the Mefarshim are wondering, what's the Havamina? Why should we go back to Rosh Chodesh Nisan to do this and pass up on the opportunity to do it on the night of Yetziah? So we see the Kesher. Let's try to explain the inyan of the roots of Parshas HaChodesh, the Yachol Mi Rosh Chodesh, and the Kamash Malan, B'Shah Shamatzim Or Menach Lufanecha. How is it that we describe this night in what would seem in such a funny way? B'shasha matza umar manach v'anach. That's this night when matza and mar are in front of us at the Seder. That's how we're defining the night. So the Gemara tells us in Chulin, then we go back to the beginning of creation, Yoyim Rivi'i. The Torah tells us that the creation of the Shemesh and the Viach was Shnei Hamayros HaGedolim, two great celestial lights. Yet later, the Torah calls them Hamar HaGadol and Mar HaKatan. So the Gemara deals with this theory, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar, that the Areach complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, Esher Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Mekeser Echad. Could it be that two kings can wear one crown? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have an Eitzah for you, go be Mamayit yourself. And the Yerech does so, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need a kapar for this. The Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Manishtana Si'ir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shenema Lashem. Why is this korban different than all other korbanas that it says Si'ir Lashem? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that let this Sa'ir be a kapara al Shemi'atatiyas Yerech. So without going into the Sugya, why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs kapara, that's certainly a direction worthy of exploring. However, what we see here is a havamina and a maskana. The maskana is a maragadol marakatan, but the havamina is shnei hamayros hagedolim. And if it was created that way, there's a lechatchila to that. Now, what would be the personification, the embodiment of the hanhaga of shnei hamayros hagedolim in midos, in an avodas Hashem? So that would be symbolized by Moshe and Aaron. Shemesh and Ruach are both leaders. One leads during the day, one leads during the night. And the Ruach found difficulty in getting along. And this was really Moshe's Havamina. When Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and he said, Moshe, I want you to be the leader and to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Moshe says, why? Why me? And Chazal explained, because there was already an Aharon. And Aaron was the manik for Klai Yisrael all those years until Moshe was appointed to be manik. But what's taking place here? So Aaron was the manik of Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. He was the manik for Klai Yisrael b'shas ha-golos, b'shas ha-layla, like the yareach. Because we know that golos is nimshal ha-layla. So that yareach is Aaron. Moshe, because the geulah is on the horizon, is being told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, now it's your turn to shine, for your son to rise. You are the goyel for the geula. You will be the new manik, because it's a new tkufa. Moshe Rabbeinu refuses, and he says, no, I don't want to be the goyel yet, because it's still not the zman. Klai Yisrael is still b'shiba Mitzrayim. So there's an overlap of geula and golus. And how are we going to have, both are going to be able to be manik, and Moshe says, I don't want to go along. I don't want to be the manik, it's not my tkufa, and I don't want to, how am I going to be secured in knowing that this is going to be a good shutvis? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, Aaron has you. He's with you 100%. Ve'ra'acha v'samach b'liba. He will see you and he'll be besimcha for you. He has no problem being second fiddle to you. That was the madrega of bittul, which Aaron had to Moshe, and Moshe had to Aaron. And they're praised in the Torah. The Torah says, who Moshe and Aaron? Who Aaron and Moshe? Chazal said, l'lam mishashkulim zebazeh. Their God said they were both great, and Aaron was older. The Moshe may have been greater, but they were machnia zelazeh. So v'ra'acha v'samach b'liba is gematria keser with the koilah. That they were shnei malachim b'shtam shem b'keser echad, even though there was an overlap, just like the Shemesh and the Erech do overlap in Ashmashos. And the Erech says, I can't do it. But Moshe and Aaron found a way to make it happen. And that's the special shavach which they're given. Chazal darshan on them, hinei matu v'manoyim shavas achim gam yachad. A special praise that Moshe and Aaron knew how, as brothers, to make shnei malachim b'shtam shem b'keser echad work. And that's why Parshas HaChodesh begins with a tzivoy, not just to Moshe, like most mitzvot in Torah. Rather, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, v'la'aron lemar, HaChodesh is alechem Rosh Chodesh. Because the inyan of Shnei Ma'aris HaGedoylim, which is what Rosh Chodesh is all about, the roots of the Yareach, and that it comes to the middle of the Chodesh, and we see the Yareach, and it's coming back to its state of glory, like that of the Shemesh. Kiddush Levana, Tikkun HaYareach, that whole inyan, that was epitomized by Moshe and Aharon. And in fact, the Gemara makes drashas and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yechez Mon Aleph, or why it says Moshe and Aharon, and the criteria for a Beis Din, that it requires a Moshe and Aharon to Mekadosh as a Chodesh. So that's something significant. But we see that the Yetziah took place in an ofen of Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Keser Echad. What's interesting is that now that we're seeing a little bit the shaykhis of Yochel Mirosh Chodesh to the sugya, might as well speak it out. The Havamin of Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim should be spoken about on Rosh Chodesh, or at least begin by Rosh Chodesh, is because the Geulah took place to Moshe and Aharon and their inyan of Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Mekeser Echad. So although, yes, the Tikkun HaYareach on some level is on day 15, which is why Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on the night of the 15th, night of the 14th, meaning that the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim was one which was totally in Achodesh Elohim, which is why it's given B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shnei Malach Mishtam Shekeser Echad, that manifests itself in the middle of the month, which is when we do it, but B'Koyach it takes place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now what's interesting about this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is something else important in the Torah historically happened, and that was Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu went Lefnai V'Lefim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they perished. Why did they go in together? Teretz is because they understood something very deep about how to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Shnei Kruvim was in the middle of, in the center of the Mishkan. L'mashal, you know how sometimes when you enter into a room and it's a very important room, it's a very secret room, concealed, there's a passcode to get in. And it's usually like by the side of the door. You have to decode it to get in. Those who know can get in. Those who know are supposed to be kept out. Nadav and Avihu wanted to come lefnai v'lefim, and they felt that by observing the Kruvim, that the purpose of the Kruvim in Kodesh Kodeshim was meant to be a siman as to how to enter into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Otherwise, what do you need Kruvim in there for? In fact, we find in the Gemara that when our enemies went into the Kodesh Kodeshim and they plundered it, and they looked at the Kruvim, and they looked, and they said, look, even the Jews, they have Avodah Zarah. So the whole Inyan of Shnei Kruvim is very mysterious. But they observed the Inyan of Shnei Kruvim, and they understood that this is the passcode. This is the simon to get in. You need Shnei Kruvim, Shnei Kruvim, and by Nadav and Avihu going in together, they tried to emulate and to represent the Inyan of Shnei Kruvim. Why? Because Moshe and Aharon succeeded in that way too. Now Chazal find fault in Nadav and Avihu because they didn't take Eitz Azelazeh. And that's really a reason to die because they didn't take aids from each other. And other things, shtuya yayin, these are not reasons the Mefarshim explained. What it's Moira on is that there was epes achisaron in Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Keser Echad. That they were not holding at the taga. But the reason why they went in on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's the day of HaChodesh Adam Rosh Chodesh Hem. That's the day of Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Keser Echad. But because they didn't embody it like Moshe and Aharon did, they didn't make it out. With this, we can explain, as we're short on time, the inyan of Lil Seder as one of Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad and the Tikkun HaYarech. First of all, the whole Seder HaLayla is Ayidei She'ayla and Tshuva. The child asks, and the father replies, and if it's not a child, then it's with the wife, and even to oneself, that has to be She'ayla and Tshuva. Because the back and forth, the involvement of someone else, that there's a Shoyal, and then there's a Meishiv, is one of Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad. That's the signal. And also, there are many mitzvahs which we do, B'Leil HaSeder, which are not regular to a normal night, which is why we say, Manashtana HaLayla Azeh. For example, we do halal on this night. Since when do we do halal at night? The Mishnah Megillah says we only do halal by day. And we have a minhag to stay up all night. That's also implicit in the Haggadah. But what's the Vart? Pshat is that it's not really a night. It's really a day, like the Mefarshim speak out. But just to add, Chazal say that Hashem, He lit up the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim like a bright day in Tkufas Tammuz. But it's not just Laniyas Daiti that Hashem lit up the night just by blasting a light out there. It was that He turned the Yareach into a Shemesh. And it was Shnei HaMa'oris HaGedoylim. So just like there's a sun which illuminates the day, there was a quote-unquote sun which was the Yareach which illuminated the night on that night. It was a Tikkun of Shnei HaMa'oris HaGedoylim. And that's Bishat Bishash Matzah Marmenach Lefanacha. Because Matzah is the Inyan of Geula. That's Moshe, that's the Hanhagas HaGeula, that's Shemesh. And then there's Maror, which is the Inyan of Shibud, Laila, the Tkufa of Aharon. But Bishash Matzah Marmenachim Lefanacha means that the Shalom, the Shnei Marmenach HaGeula, that they coincide with Matzah Mar could be on the same plate together. That's why it's called that night. That's why it's typed that way. Bishash Matzah Marmenach on the Havamin of Yochom Erosh Chodesh. If you really want to symbolize the Yochom Erosh Chodesh properly, what it represents, Shnei Marmenach HaGeula, that's called Matzah Marmenach HaLefanach. Perhaps that's why we wear kittel. Just like B'derech Drush. You know, we have pants which are black, and we wear shirts which are white. That corresponds to Shemesh V'Yareach. The top part of our body is like Shemesh, and the Damayin is the lower part of our body, which is like Yareach. So that's white on black, and in that order. But since the night of Seder, Hashem was Meiris HaLayla, Ipkim Shnei Marmenach HaGedoylim, so you wear a long kittel, which is completely white, to show that even the bottom part, which is black, is also really white. That the darkness turns into light. So this whole inyan is merumiz, even in the Lashon. In the Lashon of the Gemara. Because when the Gemara is discussing Shnei HaMa'aris HaGedoylim, Mar HaGadol, Mar HaKatan, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Ma Nishtana Se'ir Shel Rosh Chodesh, Shenemar. Very fascinating. It's not a very common lashon, manishtana. But about Rosh Chodesh, he says, manishtana se'ir shel Rosh Chodesh mikol ha-korbonos. Because that's the manishtana of manishtana halal, as we call it, so the two things are totally zebizeh. We're being mekatzer, we're short on time, but we find simanim to this as well, B'Leil HaSeder, because manishtana halal hazeh mikol ha-leilos, this lashon, is Gematria Es Shnei HaMa'oris HaGedoylim, which is the Lashon HaPasak about the Shemesh and the Yareach Ba'ofan HaTikun. And we know that there are Simani HaSeder, Kadesh Urchas Karpas Yachas Magid Ratzah V'chule, and each one of the Simanim are a simin to the Inyan of what the night is about. So with Derech Gematria, we find the Inyan of Shnei Ma'oris alluded to in these Simanim. Kaddish, because it goes like starting backwards. Tzafon Barech Halo Nirza is Gematria Shemesh Yareach. Koirich Shulchan Arech is Gematria Hachoydish Hazel Lachem Roish. So we see the Shemesh and the Yareach, the last four Simanim. And then the two preceding that is the Tikkun Hachoydish Lachem Roish. And the original ones, the first ones, Kaddish Urchatz Karpas Yachatz Magi Rachsa Moitzi Matza Moror. When you come to Moitzi Matzah Morah, which is B'Shash Matzah Morah, here you have Gematria, Shnei Malachim Mishdam Shem B'Keserecha.